from KQED.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm Mina Kim. The governing board of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences plans to address the diversity issue at its meeting on Tuesday. Despite celebrated performances by several actors of color, the Academy's voting rank selected all white nominees in the top acting categories for a second straight year. This has prompted calls for an Oscar boycott. Cheryl Boone Isaacs, the woman overseeing the Academy Awards, has promised, quote, dramatic steps to address the lack of diversity among the nominees. And joining me to talk about what those steps might be and whether they might be effective is Stephen Gong. He's executive director of the Center for Asian American Media. And also Rebecca Keegan. She is a staff writer who covers film for the Los Angeles Times. Good morning, Stephen Gong.
Good morning. How are you, Mina?
I'm well, thanks. And good morning to you, Rebecca Keegan, as well.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for joining us. I just want to start with you, Rebecca. Could you just lay out for us what some of the changes are that we could see at the Academy Board level?
Well, the board is meeting Tuesday night, and they're going to consider a number of options. One is potentially permanently expanding the Best Picture category to 10 nominees, the thinking being that maybe the movie Straight Out of Compton would have been included this year. Other things they're considering are expanding the number of acting nominees and changing the way people get invited to join the Academy.
And how many members are there who vote for the nominees?
There are about 6,200 people who are voting members. There are more than that who don't have sort of voting privileges.
And what's the makeup of this membership?
It's a mixture of people who work in the film business in all realms, actors, cinematographers, makeup artists. In terms of demographics, it is predominantly white, male, and older.
And are these members, do they serve for life?
They do, and that's part of why, despite the fact that the Academy has been inviting more demographically broad groups of people over the last few years, the actual body itself is pretty slow to change because it's 6,200 people and they only leave when they die.
And the reason I'm asking all these questions about the membership is because Boone Isaacs has been quoted as saying, we will conduct a review of our membership recruitment in order to bring about much needed diversity in our 2016 class and beyond. You know, one of the more controversial proposals that I've read about was barring from voting those members who have not been active in the film industry for, say, a decade or more. And you've written that that would be very controversial. Why so controversial?
Well, because there are a lot of people in the Academy who fit that description. And I think there's a feeling that Hollywood is itself an ageist industry. Most people don't stop working in Hollywood because they want to. And the notion that they would somehow not know what a good movie is or not have a relevant opinion is offensive to a lot of members.
Well, I'd like to invite calls now just because I know we have a lot of folks who'd like to weigh in on this issue. We're talking about the lack of diversity among this year's Oscar nominees. What's your reaction to the controversy or even the public response it's been getting? Is this affecting your plans to watch the Oscars, assuming you have some? You can give us a call at 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. You can also email your questions or comments to forum@kqed.org, post them on Facebook, Twitter, or on our website, kqed.org/forum. Stephen Gong, you've noted, though, that the Academy has been trying to add new members, and particularly Asian American members. Can you talk a little bit about what you know of that effort?
Oh, I think it's across the boards, and it started last year in the summer. They announced the 2015 additions, and there were some 330, something like that, among them, and at least 12 15 Asian Americans, including the directors Justin Lin and Wayne Wang. And so, you know, we see that the Academy is trying to, address this issue, but it's a slow process. As Rebecca noted, you know, you serve for life. So, you know, every 20 people that join, you know, that's not going to really make a difference for years to come in voting.
Rebecca Keegan, is that part of what is frustrating people, is that it feels like it's barely moving the needle, some of these recent efforts?
That is, and I think part of the frustration on the part of members of the Academy who have been pushing for this is that they're drawing from an industry which is itself underrepresenting groups of people. There just aren't that many women in the Directors Guild, for instance. There are not a lot of Asian American actors who get to work regularly. So for the Academy to represent the public at large, the movie industry has to represent the public at large.
Yeah, there was the 2015 Hollywood Diversity Report that was put out by the Ralph J. Bunche Center for African American Studies at UCLA, and it said that, you know, women directed about 6% of theatrical films in 2013, and that ethnic minorities made up about 17% of lead roles in films, even though they make up, you know, nearly 40% of the population, and that women, of course, make up more than half the U.S. population. Stephen Gong, I want to ask you if you, too, have noticed that the frustration over the lack of diversity among nominees seems to be even stronger this year than last, and what you think is contributing to that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you can look to the largest canvas and you can say diversity and representation is an issue, the political issue of who is seen as an American. You know, the assault on all immigrants is kind of a background of why, you know, you feel like in an industry that is that likes to pride itself, that it's forward-thinking, this second year in a row lack of diversity, I think, gets sharpened. And I think that's what's led to this kind of call for the boycott. And then one other thing to add, I think it's just following the Golden Globe Awards and where we see that other forms of mass media entertainment, you know, like television now and cable, are much more diverse. And there are whole series that are very popular that are anchored by Asian Americans, Latinos, and African Americans.
And Rebecca Keegan, would you like to add anything to what is, you know, turning up the volume on the frustration this year? Some have noted that there were so many worthy performances that didn't get acknowledged, for example, as being part of the reason that people are upset. Can you talk about what some of those are?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when this happened last year, there was one film, Selma, that people felt particularly aggrieved wasn't better represented in the nominations. This year, there are multiple films and multiple performances that a lot of people thought had a very good chance. Straight Outta Compton being the best example, excellent reviews, strong box office, well-liked, had a very well-received Academy screening. Also, the movie Creed, people were sort of scratching their heads that Sylvester Stallone was nominated for that movie, but that Michael B. Jordan, his black co-star, and Ryan Coogler, the black writer-director who championed the project, were both overlooked. Idris Elba in Beasts of No Nation, it was another strong performance. Will Smith in Concussion, some people thought had a shot. So there were more performances this year to choose from.
And Rebecca, I know you need to go soon. I wanted to ask you what you think is likely to come out of Tuesday's meeting. What would you bet would be a change that we are most likely to hear about?
Well, I'm truly fascinated to see what they do. This is a very complex issue. Normally, the Academy doesn't take up rule changes until the spring when life quiets down for them. So I think it's going to be a long meeting. I would expect to see perhaps changes in how new members come in. Some of these other more drastic changes, I would be very surprised to see go through, but anything is possible.
And what's at stake for the Oscars? I mean, what kind of damage are they trying to head off?
Well, the Academy is trying to make the case that it is relevant to a new generation of viewers. They rely on the sales of the TV rights to the show for the majority of their budget. They're opening a new museum. They want to be seen as an inclusive organization that represents excellence, and this boycott threatens that.
Yeah, and you were also saying, you touched on this earlier, that the way they've been responding to the calls for the boycott and the frustration is new, that you've seen examples of the response that haven't been seen before.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is controversy is nothing new for the Motion Picture Academy. You can go all the way back to their earliest days in the 30s to find a boycott actors waged then. What's interesting is that the Academy is feeling like it has to tackle this very quickly to get ahead of it. I think it's not just about who tunes in. Probably a lot of people will tune in either way, but it's about the long-term image and brand of the institution.
Well, Rebecca Keegan, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Rebecca Keegan is a staff writer who covers film for the Los Angeles Times. Stephen Gong, I want to turn to you, but just before I do that, I do want to remind folks of the number again. 866-733-6786 is the number to call. That's 866-733-6786. Give us your thoughts on the lack of diversity among Oscar nominees this year for the second straight year. Actors of color are absent from all four major acting categories. You can also email your comments or questions to forum@kqed.org, post them on Facebook, on Twitter, or on our website, kqed.org/forum. Stephen Gong, you know, we focused a lot on African-American actors who were not included in this year's list of nominees. But also, you have made the point that it's not just African-Americans, but also Asian-Americans and Latinos who are largely absent from Oscar attention.
Yeah, well, in the acting categories, and I do think it comes back to that sort of issue, you know, I don't think the industry is, you know, any more racist than any other institution in the country. But I do think when sort of executives and they're being influenced by their marketing considerations, you can't help but note when they think of roles, casting roles, leads for Asian Americans and Latinos, that they are thinking, you know, the audience won't identify with them, and they can't be the lead in this big thriller or this action picture or whatnot. So it's hard, in particular, for our communities to break through.
What do you think contributes to the notion that the audience won't identify with them, especially given the changing demographics of this country?
Well, that's right. We believe a fundamental shift. Well, I think we're repeating something that I mentioned earlier. I think in television, we're seeing it with a show like Fresh Off the Boat or Dr. Ken or, you know, Masters of None, a greater awareness in a sense that Asian Americans are very much part of, what is American culture, what is American society right now. And the same could be said for Latinos. And it just takes an opportunity to present that. And I think motion pictures are in danger in the sense of being overtaken by these new media forms in responding, to really what is a changed demographic.
Why do you think television is able to do this better than film, or easier, more easily than film, I guess?
Well, right now, you know, there's a lot more outlets. I do think there's that. I think there's just more tremendous competition to be relevant. So you can see certain entities like a Netflix really changing the game, or ABC really wanting to make a mark with minority-produced material. So I think that's the main thing.
Sean writes, people claim that the nominees are not diverse enough, but who would they remove from the nominations list to include minority actors? Who do they want to throw under the bus? Mason writes, you tell me which film and performances deserve to be honored by the Academy. What's your response to what Sean is saying, you know, that in terms of who would you remove from this list? Aren't these worthy performances?
Yeah, I don't think I would agree that that's very problematic, you know. And after all, the awards are just a reflection of people voting in a sense on what they see as excellent. So that's why I think, as Rebecca mentioned earlier, you'll see they'll try to address it more by broadening the pool. So just that more things have a chance. And then beyond that, it's much more structural. It's about who gets to make the movies, who gets to greenlight the projects, you know, and I think the Academy is aware of that, but that will just take much, much longer. But you know, Mina, the one thing I did want to add, there are two Asian-American Oscar nominees this year, and we should give them appropriate shout-outs.
Sure.
If I can. Yeah, it's in the scripting category, Ronnie Del Carmen for Inside Out. And in the animated shorts category, it's Sanjay Patel for Sanjay's Super Team. And both of these guys are Asian Americans, and they are Pixar animators. And so there could be an interesting sort of thought about why it is in the animation field minorities and Asian Americans can really stand out and be recognized for excellence.
Well, thanks for making that point. Again, we're talking about the lack of diversity among Oscar nominees, and we'd like to get your reactions to the controversy. Let's hear from Gabrielle in San Francisco. Hi, Gabrielle.
Hi. I was just thinking, when you have a voting body that is primarily white and middle-aged, even though they have to watch all of these movies, the chances of them watching a movie like Straight Outta Compton or Creed are much lower than them watching something like Revenant or Brooklyn, but movies that they feel that they can relate to. And I think that if the Academy wants people to include diverse roles in their voting, they really need to push the movies that are being watched. And because there's only so many hours in the day, and when you have to watch 40, 50, 60 movies, that's a lot to absorb. And I think it's really on the Academy to make an effort in pushing diversity in what these people choose to see, because my guess is some of these movies just weren't even seen by the voting body.
Interesting. Thanks, Gabrielle. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's go to Chanel in New York. Hi, Chanel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. Like, it's not, there needs to be diversity, but it's not the Academy Awards. They're just like the after effect of all these movies that come out to pick and choose. You need to have diversity in the movies for anybody to make a selection of, you know, other non-white actors and actresses. So, you know, I'm sure there are, you know, non-white actresses and actors out there that can be selected instead of being, you know, seeing what we presently see over the last however long movies have been in existence.
Yeah. So. Well, thanks so much for that that thought, Chanel. I'm wondering then, do we let the Academy off the hook if the emphasis is on the industry, Stephen Gong?
Right. No, you can't. I think Rebecca was hinting at this too. You know, the Academy wants to protect its brand very much and its glorious history, you know, and as a cultural institution, it's a marvelous history, and it's very important to us because movies have always spoken to our, you know, all of our dreams, all of our thoughts about, you know, who we identify with and what is excellence in this unique art form. So, no, we can't afford to let them or ourselves off the hook by just suggesting that, you know, it sort of is what it is and it is only an award. On the other hand, the caller is absolutely right. And what's interesting is the Academy Awards have this unusual notion. Part of their brand is that it is the members themselves, right? The professionals in the motion picture entertainment industry are giving this award instead of critics. Right. Or instead of popular vote. And that's why you see them tinkering with specific rules, because they are aware that their voting membership does not represent either the public or even their own aspiration of really where excellence is found in the industry anymore.
Well, we're joined now by Wendell Pierce. He's actor and Tony Award-winning producer who starred in the HBO series The Wire, Tremé, and his films include Selma, Ray, and Waiting to Exhale. Welcome, Wendell Pierce.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for being here. You have made a point similar to what we've been talking about in terms of the lack of diversity, the Oscars really being a reflection of a lack of diversity within the film industry for Black and ethnic minority actors. Can you talk a little bit about what it's like in Hollywood? You know, we hear a lot about cronyism and insularity and nepotism. Is all that true?
Yeah, all of that is true. And, you know, as you deal with any sort of challenge, you have to find a way to overcome it and realize that, you know, life is not a meritocracy. This is a business that's not a meritocracy. But all of this is just symptomatic of the broader problem at large, which is we have an industry that is closed off. Opportunity to compete is minimalized because so many people are shut out of the process. So the Academy Awards is once a year we stop and reflect on our business, usually in a celebratory way. But I think it's proper that, you know, we also stop and reflect on our business and see where our inadequacies are. And this is something that is ongoing. It's just a reflection of how insular and narrow and the lack of opportunity within the industry itself is a reflection of that. The Academy does reflect the industry. You are invited to become a member of the Academy by members, of a club that is, you know, working in Hollywood. So if you are a member of that club, then you're invited to participate in the academy. But then your voting does not reflect what the world around them or outside of their club reflects. And that's what's at issue. It's the opportunity to compete. You know, it's the opportunity to make sure that I'm snubbed. I like my work to be considered just to be snubbed. And we know for a fact when anonymous editorials come out of the academy, where we know that they don't even watch the films that are made with people of color in it. You know, last year I was in Selma. I remember sitting at lunch with white colleagues as they were discussing which film should win the best film Oscar. And someone mentioned, said, you know, Wendell's in Selma, and none of them have seen it. You know, there's a lack of interest in the work of people of color. And I think that's what really started the conversation this year, because we all knew it was a popular film, Straight Outta Compton. It was a critically acclaimed film. And we have reports from members of the Academy who say, I didn't even screen it. You know, so it's a lack of respect for the material. It's a lack of opportunity to compete. We're not in the halls of, in the conference rooms of the studios to green light films. And then that age-old patronizing racist comment of, well, we don't know the artists of color. We don't know the black cinematographers, the Latino production designers. We don't have the material. Where is it? But yet, you look around right there, San Francisco International Film Festival, the Pan-African Film Festival happens every year, African-American Film Festival down in Miami. You have the Los Angeles International Women's Festival, Film Festival here in Hollywood. So that argument is not only racist, it's so untrue and patronizing. So it's we have to be proactive about it, and we can't allow people just to continue on without changes being made, because it doesn't reflect the community at large, and it's in the best interest of our craft and of our art, and more importantly, of our business.
Because Oscar nominations, they often, besides giving an artist a career boost, they play a big role in determining the type of movies that will get made in the following year.
Actually, it's really about marketing. It's about marketing. What determines the movies that are going to be made the following year are the people who greenlight movies. And we have to look at, you know, the people that need to be interviewed and be a part of forums like this are the people in those conference rooms. People forget that it was only a year ago that Amy Pascal was fired or resigned from Sony, and we saw her internal thinking when her emails were exposed. Women shouldn't be paid the same as men. Racial jokes about the president of the United States because he's an African-American. So you know when an African-American script comes across her desk, her attitudes about race. We're talking about the Bechdel test, which is two female characters in a film talking about anything other than a man. Most films don't even pass that test still to this day. And so attitudes about diversity are clear and apparent when the Academy is populated by 93% white, 70% male, and the average age is 63.
Sorry, I interrupted. You said 70% male and the average age is 63. Could I ask you what your reaction is to calls to boycott the Oscars? If the emphasis is on the industry, do you think this is an effective tactic to try to raise awareness, or, you know, just what's your reaction to that call?
Well, I don't think, first of all, there hasn't been a call for a boycott. There are certain actors who have decided to boycott because that's their way of bringing attention to this. Will Smith, Jada Pinkett, Spike Lee. Right?
Right.
They haven't called for a boycott. They're saying, this is my personal choice to bring attention to this. I look forward to Chris Rock being the host of the Oscars. So he, in the most unique way, will bring attention to it. I almost guarantee it. I love the fact that you have Mark Ruffalo come out and say, I was considering boycotting, but I actually want to bring my voice to it even more by going to the Oscars so that I can bring attention to great journalism that brought out the scandal of the abuse within the Catholic Church. So people actually have the creative and individual choice of making the comment about what about diversity, either by boycotting it or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal choice. The real work has to be whether or not we're going to change the way the membership is made up, so it can reflect, the community at large, and so we can dispel all of these racist misnomers that black films don't sell overseas, that we can't put a person of color on a marketing poster for a movie because no one will go to it. Most people don't even know that that's the sort of attitudes and those are the sort of decisions that are being made in the studio.
Wendell Pierce, the public reaction to frustration over the lack of diversity has included a lot of comments like Larry's, who writes, in 2014, 12 Years a Slave, a black film, 9 nominations, 3 Oscars, including Best Picture, and a black woman who won Best Supporting Actress, racist then, ? What's your response to that?
You're absolutely right. Listen, I look at the stats that from 1992 or 95, 13% of the Academy Award nominations in the acting category was of people of color, winners and nominees. And 13% is what we make up of the populace as a whole. But we know for a fact that it's the behavior of the nomination process where people aren't watching films where people of color are in them, that they vote not on the variables by which we judge film, on cinematography or performance or writing or directing, that we have these actual editorials, anonymous editorials with members of the Academy who said, for instance, the film I was in last year, Selma, one person came out and said, listen, I didn't vote for it because who are they to protest at their premiere? We wore shirts in support of the I Can't Breathe march that happened on the day of our premiere of a movie that depicts one of the greatest social justice protest movements ever in Selma. And yet we had someone, a member of the Academy, say, quote, either you want to be a Best Picture nominee or you want to stir up trouble and cause and be troublemakers. And so that's why I'm not voting for Selma.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what the Board of Governors at the Academy comes out with on Tuesday to try to address those types of issues among its membership. Wendell Pierce, actor and Tony Award-winning producer. His new book is The Wind in the Reeds, A Storm, A Play, and The City That Would Not Be Broken. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks also Stephen Gong, Executive Director of the Center for Asian American Media, for being here.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
I'm Mina Kim. This is Forum. Stay with us.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio, the Germanicos Foundation, and the Generosity Foundation, and by a generous gift from Jan Schremm and Maria Minetti Schremm, founders of Clos Pegase Winery, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.